Well, hello, I'm Tom Harrison. Welcome back to Why Fives, the podcast designed to inspire your why in 5 minutes or less. Why Five! Now, I hope you were with me for part one of this two-part series about work, where we talked about how work need not be a nasty four-letter word. In fact, wholesome work, work from the walk your why perspective, work that I'm confident all of us here want, is work that is not only not a nasty four-letter word, but it's the fullest expression of our lives. It's the highest expression of our why. That's the kind of work I'm living into. And you? Right? Work that is an experience within our whole life experience that is in harmony with that life experience. Making our life experience more whole, more harmonious. Truly advancing our life with work that advances the world. And that harmony is increasing as we move forward in life, as we advance. That is work worth living for. Now, we talked about a definition for work coming from the Walk Your Why perspective. I would just call it a wholesome, real, meaningful definition for work. Using the acronym WORK, and it's simply this: why operating regardless of knowledge? WHY, why operating regardless of knowledge? Now, first, let's look at the word operating. And what I mean in this context is simply functioning effectively. We can all agree that in order for our work to be effective, regardless of whether we like the work or like the people we're working for or believe in the outcome of the work or any of that, we can agree that for our work to be effective, we must function effectively. So that's what I mean by operating. Now, the words that may have triggered some of you, in other words, regardless of knowledge, because you might be thinking, well, that's ridiculous because my work requires knowledge. I'm a teacher. I'm a professor. I'm an architect. I'm an engineer. I'm an artist. I'm a healer. I get it. I totally get it. I'm with you 100%. I mean, even the ditch digger knows how to use a shovel. Knowledge is required for all work, and some work requires vast amounts of knowledge. I get it. I'm with you. But notice I did not use the word without. I didn't say without knowledge. I said regardless of knowledge. And it's a huge distinction. And here's why. Oh, why? That's actually it. It's because the work we're talking about, this harmonious work that advances the world, is work that flows from our why. Remember, this is work that's our fullest expression, our highest expression of our why. So this work must be done regardless of the knowledge you have in the moment. In other words, knowledge can never be an excuse. And it looks like this for many of us, where our knowledge is getting in the way or our pursuit thereof is getting in the way. It looks like, oh, as soon as I get this program, I complete this program. Oh, wait a minute. I do this program for, oh, I might need to take all these programs at once. Just one more program, just one more degree. As soon as I learn this, as soon as I understand that, no, no, no. And I don't mean K-N-O-W, I mean N-O, no. Because the work we're talking about is work that flows from your why no matter what you know. Wi-Fi's, happy trails.